Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to this radio program. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer and our earnest desire that you might receive a blessing from hearing the words of God this morning, that it might be a real truth opened up to you as we deliver again the Word of God. We want to invite you again to come this morning to our Sunday school services at 10 o'clock. We have our regular worship service beginning this morning at 11, and we invite you to come. This afternoon service is at 4 o'clock, and we meet there to worship the Lord. We invite you to come and trust that you will. Our Wednesday night Bible study is at 7 o'clock. And so you're invited to come to these services, and we do pray that you will, that God will put a burden upon your heart to be in the services of our church. We've been speaking the last few Sunday mornings concerning the takeover of the Antichrist into this world and how that it will all come about. And we've spoken about governments coming together. We've spoken about how that the world today is falling into a situation where that they're looking for a man that can come and take over, and that someone has the answers. Now, the world by and large is already turning from the Word of God. They're already turning from the Bible. We want to read again our text in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. And the Bible says here, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some," I'm glad that doesn't say all, but it says, "some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." And so the Bible says here that in the last days some people, not all, but there's going to be some people who shall depart from the faith. They shall leave that thing that they once knew and go into actually following the doctrines of the devils. Now, what is it that the devils believe? We began this study last time concerning the doctrines of the devils. And we said last time that the first doctrine that the devils believe is the doctrine of reformation. And of course, Satan doesn't mind people cleaning up their lives. He doesn't mind them living right. He doesn't mind them not just being vile sinners, but rather to be in moderation of their sinfulness and their wickedness. And this is what the devil is always bringing about. Satan is always presenting the idea that if someone is sold out to God, that they are a fanatic. But if they're sold out to Him, then that's just plain and normal and very good. And so, Satan comes along with the doctrine of Reformation saying, clean up your lives and be right. But he says, don't do it God's way. The Bible teaches us in the book of Galatians chapter 1 concerning another gospel. This is the gospel of believing without having salvation. The book of Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6, the Bible says, "I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, which is another gospel," which is not another, "but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." And read very carefully what the Bible here is teaching us. The Bible says that the people at Galatia, they were believers in Jesus Christ, just like it says in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. They were believers, but now they have been led aside from that pure belief in Christ into another gospel, which is not another. And so this is the way that Satan comes in, and this is the way that Satan presents his views. He presents the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ in such a way that that truth is perverted, and people will follow the perverted way of Satan rather than following the truth of the Word of God. This is exactly what happened in the Garden of Eden. When Satan came to the woman, he presented unto her a perverted truth of the Word of God. The Lord said unto Adam, "Thou shalt not eat of any or you shall eat of any tree of the knowledge of in the garden, but do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For in the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. That's what God said. Satan said, thou shalt not surely die. But God doth know that when ye eat of the fruit of this forbidden tree, that you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And so this is the way that Satan comes on today with very logical arguments, presenting his case to a man, to men who without the Spirit of God, who without following the Word of God, will fall. Today, the Bible teaches us that Satan is transformed into an angel of light. We said last time, and we said again today, Satan will not appear to men as being evil. Satan will appear as ministers of righteousness. He will appear as ministers of light. He will appear as showing them something that they absolutely must have. And he shall present it to them in such a way that they shall certainly desire it. And yet, Satan will present his gospel and leave the Word of God completely out of it. I think today of how things have changed since I was a boy. I grew up in a public school, and in the public school that I attended, we had daily prayer. We had daily Bible reading. We had every week, almost every week, there was a preacher came by and preached to us how that we were lost and we needed Jesus Christ to come into our hearts that we might be saved from everlasting destruction. I grew up with these things. It was just about everybody had that. And yet today, those things are now against the law. Things have been changed around. Of course, I always said that as long as you had tests in school, you're going to have prayer. Because children, when they come under pressure, they're going to pray automatically. And yet, today, we find that schools have gotten, some of the schools, especially some of the larger public schools, have gotten so mean that it's been necessary to bring in armed guards for protection. I wonder if there is a relationship between leaving God out and the evil that's come upon this world today. I know that even today there is a movement going on to stop all reference to God as being male. Some hymn books have already removed the words that declare that Jesus is a male, using instead the neuter general. Some Bibles have even done the same thing, taking out the fact that God is a male. Morals have declined as the Bible has been left out. See, what we're saying here is this is the way that Satan is going to bring about his kingdom. He is going to cause men, women, boys, and girls to forget that the Bible was ever even around. And the Bible said in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, you have forgotten me, I'll forget you, because you don't have the knowledge of what you ought to do. And this is Satan's plan, is to cause men to leave the Bible alone and to use their own logic, their own thoughts. This is why he says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, that men shall leave the place they were. They shall follow seducing spirits, believing the doctrines of devils. Divorce has increased. Murder has increased. Rape has increased. Crime of all sorts have increased. And now, some of the experts in the field are saying that we need to bring back morals, but let's not bring back the Bible. Isn't it amazing how that things work around? The demons believe in Jesus Christ, and yet they do not believe in Him as their own personal Savior. Last time, we got right down to the book of Matthew chapter 8. And here in this place we had found that there was a demon-possessed man who came and he spoke to Jesus, and this is in verse 29 of Matthew chapter 8. And he said, "Behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" We find here that these are demons that know who Jesus is. Don't let that upset you. The demons believe. The Bible said in the book of James, the Bible said there that the demons believe in God. They tremble. But they're not saved. You see, they are believing but lost. And we have the same thing going on today with multitudes of people as a perverted gospel fills the land. There is a great push today to be successful in the churches. And if I would ask you this morning, what is a successful church? I'm sure I would get lots of different answers. But there would be one answer that would no doubt predominate. And that answer is, a successful church is a big, growing church. Let me tell you, the Bible says that we can be a success. And I'm thinking about what it says in the book of Joshua chapter 1. The Bible says there that we can be a success if we meditate on the Word of God day and night. And there's lots of big churches where God is not worshipped. And there's lots of little churches where God is not worshipped. The point that we need to remember is that we need to follow the words of God written down in His Bible, and God will see to it that we're successful in His eyes, and those are the eyes that count. Notice here in the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 29, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" The demons did not call Jesus Christ. They did not call Him Lord. They called Him Jesus, thou Son of God. They knew who He was. But they did not accept Jesus as their own personal Savior. You see, they did believe. They believed in the miracles. They believed here in this place. The Bible said, "Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" They knew that Jesus was the judge. And yet they didn't believe Him. They were also believing that there was a time when Jesus would judge them. And yet they did not believe in Him to the saving of their soul. That is exactly what the Bible is saying and the way that Satan will come in. There's a lot of people today that believe in Jesus and are going to die and go to hell because they have never believed that Jesus is their own personal Savior. They have never seen themselves as lost and wicked and undone and without hope in this world. They've never seen their sinfulness before God. They've never repented. And yet they have all the facts about the gospel right. This is the doctrines of demons. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we trust that you will. We'll be praying for you as you live this week, and we pray that you'll remember us. And we see that our time has gone from us, so we invite you again to come to the services and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.